Thank you, Mary. That, I know what you're thinking. Yes, that is the kind of song that you really want to stand and just sing out. But, you know, we have to sing quietly these days. But guess what? Next year is coming, next Easter. So be here with your loud singing voice, because we're going to sing out when we can. All right, so, and speaking of singing out or ringing out or speaking out, let us join together with our vision and our mission statement. I'm sorry, I'm just bopping all around here. Let's begin with our vision and our mission statement. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement, Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. So let's breathe that in, because that's what we stand on as a representative of this church. We're beacons. We want to draw unto us all those who are seeking unconditional love, truth, and peace. And our doors are wide open, and our hearts are full, and we invite all who are ready to open their hearts and minds to the truth of our being. The Christ has risen in us today, and we are grateful. Our unity affirmation is said all over the, more than just the nation, it's affirmed all over the world. Thank you, Mary. And so we're going to affirm it today, but I'm going to ask you to join me in taking a deep breath in and bring your focus to this moment right here, right now. This is our moment. And in knowing that this is our moment, we acknowledge one presence, one power in the universe and in our lives. When we claim that and stand tall in that, we rise. We rise because we are alive, alert to the voice of spirit. So let's affirm our affirmation together. Unity, I'm sorry, I'm all, okay. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God, the good, omnipotent. And breathe that in and hold that a moment. And as you release it, know it to be true. And we are grateful. Thank you, God, for your presence and your power moving in and through us right here, right now. And it is so, and so it is. Yes. Our daily word this morning is, of course, one basically geared for the occasion. And so I'm going to ask you to take these words into your heart. Let them be your words. And the word for the day is arise. I welcome my resurrection experience. In Mark's gospel, the women who come to anoint Jesus' body on Easter morning flee in terror when, after finding the tomb empty, they were told Jesus had been raised. Stories from early Christian communities describe a transformation from fear to faith as Jesus' early followers come to realize that not even death can hold the Christ Spirit captive. With joyous faith, Jesus' followers greet one another, declaring, "He is risen," and affirming, "He is risen." Letting go of fear, I say to my resurrection experience, guided by the resurrecting power of the Christ Spirit within me, I am set free from the tomb of lack and limitation. I follow Jesus into the light of new awareness, a new dimension of life. Christ is risen in me. And the scripture is from Mark 16 and 6, and it reads, "But he said to them, 'Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here.'" That's Mark 16 and 6. And we know in our hearts that Christ is risen today, don't we? And so we take this moment. Just breathe that in. Know that within you is that Spirit that rises always. Let us affirm our youth blessing together. We rub our hands and get that energy going and release it out to the universe. This is for the youth in us and all the children in the universe. And we say together, children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Yes. Yes, we do. Well, we have a couple announcements. First of all, you see this beauty up here? Isn't it beautiful? The lilies. And someone's going to have the pleasure of watching this one here unfold. This little baby wasn't quite ready to wake up yet. But these were donated, and you have a slip in your bulletins that will let you know who and what they're acknowledging with their donation. We don't have very many announcements today. Most of them are, all of them really are here on your bulletin. I just wanted to make note, those who are interested, that they're having a memorial gathering for Christine Huffman, who made her transition April 10th. Who made her transmission about a month ago, March 1st. And she was a longtime member, so those who are interested, it's outside, it's in a pavilion in Kirkwood Park, so the information is right there for you if you're interested in attending that. And I was told it's not really a service, it's a celebration. So, bulletin. So we're going to continue our service with some special music by Mary. And you have words to it. If you'd like to sing, the words are right there. Yes. All right. We're early morning. There was light. There was light. And so we light these candles, representing the light of life. You know, Easter is full of expressions of light. When they went to the tomb early that morning, they were greeted by light. So this is a day of celebration. For us, it's a celebration of knowing that within us is that light of the Christ. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? Just to know that you're not out here making it through this universe alone, that you have something within you that's greater than anything that's in the world. And so I light this candle this morning, representing the Christ within. I like the way it flickers. That means in us is something that's alive. It's not anything that's dead. They were asked, why seek you the living among the dead? We have in us that spark, and that spark goes on forever. The Christ is risen in us, and it's alive and well. So rise and shine this morning. You know, we all possess that spark within us, that connection, that which draws us closer and lets us know that we are spiritual beings, first and foremost. And these are the clothes that we wear on this earth plane. So, how many have things that are going on in their lives that don't necessarily support their spiritual nature? I'm the only one? No, I saw a couple of hands. You know, every time we pass through an experience, if you take a look back, there's probably not a mountain that you thought you couldn't make it up and beyond that you have passed over in this lifetime. We go through our experiences, but have you noticed how at the time it seems like they're going to never end, but have you noticed how somehow you always end up looking back and say, wow, through the spirit within me, I made it over that hurdle. You know, we resurrect. That's come up into a full awareness that we're something special. We resurrect into our full, authentic, powerful, God-centered being when we surrender completely and trust the spirit within. Life may not be perfect, but I like the thought that I can surrender and let go and let spirit lead and guide me into what my next step is to do. We experience a fullness of life more magnificent than words can even say. And you know, through it all, there's an old song. I like that song. It's through it all, through it all. We used to sing it in the Baptist church. But through it all, we rise. We rise to the ultimate expression of love in us. But this is done with surrender. If you're holding on tight and not wanting to let go, then it is what it is. But when we surrender and let go and follow the guidance of that Christ within, you know, Jesus made a powerful statement through the resurrection experience. And that statement has lasted thousands and thousands of centuries. He was saying, look, take my body if you have to, but you cannot destroy me. You cannot take my life away from me. We can say the same thing. There is that in us that moves on, that continues experiences. A lot of things that we may go through, it seems like we're tried, convicted, and crucified, doesn't it? Maybe not as severe as what our wayshower went through, but Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me in the regeneration. In other words, let those burdens go. The regeneration is the bringing together of spirit, soul, and body, that unification. I want that, don't you? Every time we sit in meditation, every time we take time in prayer, we can experience that oneness. I call it in my mind the ultimate oneness. Charles Fillmore wrote, resurrection takes place when the whole person, spirit, soul, and body come into the Christ consciousness of life and wholeness. When we come into the awareness that we are overcomers, I see a room full of overcomers. I see a room full of victors because I've heard some of the stories. And you are blessed children of the Most High. So just as our wayshower showed us how to overcome the world, we're going to celebrate that this morning. The Christ candle here is a symbol of that which can never be destroyed. It's a symbol of victory over death. That life is eternal and the light within can never be extinguished. So we're going to light some candles this morning. And these candles are in celebration. You know, light dissipates the dark. And we're no longer in darkness because we're aware of that which is within each and every one of us. So I'm going to light some candles this morning. And I want you to kind of think about these words that I'm going to give you from the scriptures. And I want them to soak in this morning. So take a deep breath and bring yourself into this moment right here, right now. The first candle I'm going to light represents Christ's victory over darkness and despair. I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Think about that in your life. What is it you're going through? Have you taken time to say the light of the Christ is in this experience right here, right now? I like the words from John 16 and 33. It says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Those are the words of our way shower. And so I light this first candle representing victory over darkness and despair. The second candle I'm going to light represents Christ's victory over sickness and disease. You know, it's hard for us to imagine that we are whole. But if you think about it, deep within us, we were created in the image and likeness. And that image and likeness is that spark that we can ponder on and contemplate on until it works from the inside out. We consider it a thought-changing process in unity. I like when he told the woman at the well, your faith has made you well. Peace, be healed of your disease. I always like to say dis-ease, because it's a disturbance in our body that we need to settle peace over. I am the truth and the life. You know, if it takes some time to sit with these thoughts, and kind of let them stir and mend and blend and kind of resonate within you. I'm going to light the third candle, and it's Christ's victory over grief and sadness. We're told, I will not leave you alone. I'll send you the Comforter. I'll send you that Spirit within to move through you where you are aware of it. And we also have the promise, peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as a world, because these things we gather from our worldly possessions, they rust. But what we have in us is everlasting. So I light this candle representing grief, victory over grief and sadness. Know that any experiences you can release. The fourth candle, oh, we need to send power into this fourth candle. We need to see it burning brightly and shining throughout our universe. The fourth candle represents Christ's victory over hatred and unforgiveness. What were the words that our way shower spoke? He said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. We can also say those words in our hearts when we're feeling hurt, when we're feeling someone has done an injustice to them, to us. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's Matthew 5 and 44. So we light this fourth candle for victory over hatred and unforgiveness. And as you come into your Christ self, don't you feel this occurring within you? I know things in the past that I have held on to, now I release. Things that come to me in the now, I'm able to just look through them and say, they're just not aware that we are one. We're connected. We're one in spirit. The fifth candle represents victory over poverty and lack. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Bread is that substance. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And also, I came that they may have life and have it how? Abundantly. And that doesn't just mean a pocket full of money, although that would be nice. But it means friends and family. Today, most of us are going to join together or talk with friends and family and share love and peace and hopefully hugs. We're getting to a point where sometimes we can get a little hug in, right? So we are never without substance, because that spirit of prosperity is in us as the Christ. So I light this candle for victory over poverty and lack. Now, this sixth candle, guess what? You should be feeling very loved right now. So that's a victory in itself. We have all the beauty around us. We have one another. The Christ consciousness is moving throughout the room. The sixth candle represents Christ's victory over feeling unloved and neglected. Because we've dropped that to the wayside, haven't we? If you haven't, please come through these doors, because we'll give you maybe a virtual hug and let you know you are unconditionally loved here. So I'll light this candle for victory over feeling unloved and neglected. You know, in the scriptures it tells us that neither do I condemn you. Sometimes we hold things over our own heads, don't we? We don't let go. We may say we feel guilty about not doing something that we feel we should have done. Know always that you can right there and then forgive and move on. Don't hold on to those feelings. The Christ victory over guilt and condemnation is such a powerful one. It's a powerful message to us. You know, we don't have to hold any of this stuff. Sickness, disease, grief, sadness, feeling unloved. We don't have to hold on to any of those things, because the resurrection morning represents victory over all of that. But guess what? You have to say yes. You have to decide what you believe. I can't stand here and make you believe that Christ is risen in you. Only you can do that. And guess what? Whether you do it or not, it's in every one of us. There's not one of you and these seats are out there this morning, that Christ is not there. It's always there. Open our eyes. That's what Easter celebration is about. Opening our eyes to the awareness of the wonderful things in the world. And they're not so much out here as in here. So we light this candle for victory over guilt and condemnation. And as we look at these candles, all this light is burning deep within us. We are the resurrected Christ because we have come into the awareness of our true nature. So let's take some time, because in order to really get this, you have to connect. You have to take some time. You have to sit in the quiet a while and let it stir around and resonate in you a bit. So let's take some time to prepare ourselves for prayer by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now take a moment, take a deep breath. You can close your eyes or focus on something in the room. But let's take a moment and make that inward journey. And I want you to breathe in and breathe out and notice your breathing. Your breathing is bringing you into this moment right now, to the awareness of that breath of spirit. As we take in the allness of the universe. And as we release, we surrender. And keep that circulation going. We are one in spirit. So we make this inward journey for our human selves. We give ourselves the physical food. We partake of the physical meat. But for our spiritual nature, we breathe in and breathe out and take in the vibrations of spirit. God wants us to know that He is spirit. And so in order to take in fully, we do so in the quiet of the moment, listening to that still, small voice within, breathing in and breathing out. We're told, I am the light of the world. So we journey deep within to where that light originates, where that light resides. And we come to a moment where all is at peace, all is quiet, and the light is burning brightly, and we step over the threshold of our inner chamber and say, yes. And immediately, all the love of the universe enfolds and embraces us. Peace that passeth all understanding settles over us. And we know we are rising. Our consciousness is lifting. And we take a moment in the quiet and listen to those words of peace, contentment, and comfort. One presence, one power in the universe that is all the love that there is has risen in us in this very moment. We're so grateful. We're so grateful, God, that we are aware of our true nature, that we are aware of your activity moving in and throughout not only us, but the universe. That any time we forget, we can turn within and be reminded we're never, ever alone. So for this, Holy Spirit, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.